criminal record. So I would say those would be the next priorities that we'll go after.
The White House Budget Office has ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that program might conflict with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are not affected. Today, the Senate could vote to confirm Sean Duffy as the Secretary of Transportation. And there's been a settlement in one of the most high-profile transportation disasters of the last few years. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million for all claims related to the train derailment. This is ABC News. More people are buying new homes. The Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes jumped unexpectedly last month, up by 3.6%. In Southern California, 3 weeks since the wind-whipped Palisades fire erupted in Los Angeles, and now the people forced from their homes by the flames are being allowed back to see what, if anything, is left.
For the first time since the Palisades fire started, and days after President Trump visited, insisting everybody be allowed to go home, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announcing all evacuees can return.
Today is really about focusing on the recovery and getting people back home.
The neighborhoods are only open to residents, and from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., some areas require a police escort to get in. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A freight train carrying tons of soybeans jumped the tracks outside Portsmouth, Ohio, near the Kentucky border. Experts say the cold made the rails brittle. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Park Theater in downtown Park Falls will be closed for an unknown amount of time. According to a Facebook post from the theater, at some point during the night, roughly Friday evening, a water pipe burst upstairs and flooded the entire theater. They still don't know the extent of the damage, unfortunately, but multiple local businesses have stepped in to assist, so hopes are high that they will be reopening as soon as possible. The month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on how to reduce how much we use.
To reduce the use of salt at home, shovel and clear walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice. The more snow removed manually, the less salt you'll need, and the more effective it'll be. And scatter when using salt. You want space between the grains. A 12-ounce coffee mug of salt is enough to treat an entire 20-foot driveway or 10 sidewalk squares. Salt is much less effective when pavement temperatures drop below 15 degrees. So when this happens, switch to sand for traction or a different ice melter that works at lower temperatures.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Aloha, Manapa. Marthaler Chevrolet of Manapa is bringing the island vibes with their annual Hawaiian event. Enjoy everyday low prices like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Exclusive savings on everything, including incredible deals on 2025 models and remaining 2024s. Stop before January 31st for your chance to win a 65-inch LED TV, 3,500 or 3,250 certificates to be used anywhere in the dealership. Customer honesty, service, and integrity, they're here for you. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at manapacars.com.
You know, there appears to be more and more potential in the carbon market for Wisconsin agriculture. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Today, a conference to try to bridge the communication gap. That's next.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Today in Madison, the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin hosting a carbon credit conference to try to make sure that farms understand the language of the industry. Cassandra Strupp, Program Manager for Professional Dairy Producers, says this conference is designed to get farmers and carbon credit marketers all on the same page language-wise.
I mean, we got everything under the sun going on our farm, and then you're adding one more thing, which isn't powerful, and it's going to have a great value to our business. But make sure that we're talking the same thing, especially when it comes to like contracts and making sure we're doing better for the industry. So I think definitely from the producer side, or if I'm putting my own hat on as I go out in the barn every day too, is, am I saying the right thing? Am I speaking the same thing? So when I have those important discussions, we're truly moving forward and we're on the same page.
Cassandra Strupp, Program Manager with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, hosting a Carbon Credit 3.0 conference today in Madison at the Sheraton Hotel. They'll take door registration. Go to pdpw.org and you'll find more details there. And the grant period opens February 3rd for the next round of Dairy Business Builder Grants. It's administered by the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance to small and medium-sized dairy farmers, manufacturers, and processors that apply for the funding. Could get reimbursed up to $100,000 in your grant. Find more details online at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor so nothing happens. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A bit of light snow possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, highs in the mid-30s, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, a few flakes possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy with a low near 17. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
98 Q Country.
At a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. She packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as he used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Southwest side, where the corn grows, up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little can rise and shine, and she can hang all night. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world. Yeah.
wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, oh. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. How it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh. But I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. Must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus.
think he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
How's your morning going?
98Q Country.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accompanied federal agents on enforcement operations in New York City. There's been a surge of operation across the country, and ICE Field Director Garrett Ripa tells ABC the first priority are people with criminal records.
But as we go through those lists, individuals primarily with final orders of removal, perhaps that don't have criminal records, I would say those would be the next priorities that we'll go after.
The White House Budget Office has ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that program might conflict with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are not affected. Today, the Senate could vote to confirm Sean Duffy as the Secretary of Transportation. And there's been a settlement in one of the most high-profile transportation disasters of the last few years. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million for all claims related to the train derailment. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, February 1st at 8 a.m., it's the third annual Price Ice Might Jamboree. This will be taking place at the Park Falls Recreation Arena and will feature Might 1 4v4 with no suited goalies, Might 2 4v4 and a suited goalie, and the cost is $5 per skater, raffles, there's going to be a soccer pull, chuck-a-puck, and of course, a full day of hockey. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 1st, at 8 a.m. over at the Park Falls Recreation Arena on 301 North 3rd Avenue in Park Falls. After over a century, Master Lock's run in Milwaukee is coming to an end. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A parent company, Fortune Brands Innovation, plans to close the Oak Creek office. They'll consolidate operations at a new headquarters in Deerfield, Illinois. 120 employees will be impacted by the move. The consolidation is scheduled to take place between July and September. It comes less than a year after the closure of Master Lock's Milwaukee plant.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. A new year and a positive outlook for ice anglers. Following the warm-up and rain that took the snow off the ice on the lakes, bitter cold has moved in to build our ice base. A couple light dustings of snow have all but blown off with the recent winds. Creepers are a must. Our local emergency room reportedly had 90 cases of people falling and being hurt in one day. Be very cautious. Fishing took a bit of a dip from the previous weekend, but not surprisingly. Last weekend was a new moon period, plus the very warm temperatures, followed by cold sub-zero plus wind has thinned out the ice crowd for the time being. Crappie fishing has been very good to good, been best over basins of 18 to 23 feet. The roaming schools have been taking waxies on rattling castmasters and Tika Flash. Minnows on tip downs, tough in single-digit weather, but lots of catches reporting 9 to 11-inch eaters with slabs to 14.5. Some crappies have been found in weeds mixed with the gills, but these fish seem to be reluctant to bite. Fishing has been best on tiny jigs numbered 12 to number 10, tipped with pink and bubblegum plastics. Walleye fishing has been good to fair. Action has slowed and reports of light biters picking up tip-up baits, moving a bit, then dropping, is a sign that smaller bait, such as small shiners, smaller suckers, or large fatheads on number 12 trebles would be a better setup. But despite that, still some very nice walleyes have been caught. The cold snap may have had a lot to do with the recent reluctance. With ice thickness reports of 10 to 13 inches and building, the lakes are booming. This coming weekend should provide even better access. Snowmobiles, ATVs, and UTVs are fine, and we should have safe truck travel once lakes reach 14 to 15 inches of ice. There's little snow in the forecast and mild temps for the 20s for the weekend. This has been Nate with your Kurtz Island Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A bit of light snow possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, highs in the mid-30s, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour.
For tonight, a few flakes possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy with a low near 17. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
98Q Country.
I got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan, I couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. I couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time, every time. Don't know why. Might have been a song on the radio. Might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a little too tired. Might have been I got a little drunk last night. I got a little too far gone. My heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said. I just remember breaking down. Chance, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time, every time. Don't know why. Might have been a song on the radio. Might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you. Might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon. Might have been a little too tired to fight. Might have been I got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio. Might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you. Might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon. Might have been a little too tired to fight. Might have been I got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time, every time. Drunk last night. I got a little drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
Good morning.
I wake up with you guys. I go to bed with you, too.
Ooh.
Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
$700 was a heck of a deal for a 400 horsepower jukebox on wheels, and that rolls out like a welcome mat. I don't know where it goes, but it beats where we're at. We always said someday, somehow, we're gonna get away, gonna blow this town. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. What about now? Why should we wait?
till our hearts start racing for that county line. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that spin that never ends that we've been talking about. What about now? Why should we wait? We can chase these dreams down the interstate and be long gone before the world moves on and makes another round. What about now? We could hang around this town forever making plans, but there won't ever be a better time to take this chance. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that.
Country.
Usually, these old neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Bulletproof. I'm Greg Gunderson, and I'm late, folks. The morning show's starting late. I'm covering for Joel Karnick today, and boy, let me tell you, It's been a humbling morning. I may or may not have already driven to the office twice today. That may or may not be why I'm starting about 25 minutes late. But let me assemble myself, chug the rest of this coffee. I'm going to play a quick commercial break and maybe a quick country song or two. I'll be back before the 7 o'clock mark to tell you the full, boring, very human story of how Gray's day is going so far. Hopefully yours is going well on this 28th of January. It is gorgeous outside. I didn't even go for the jacket today. I went for the vest. And those who know me know that that is significant. It must have, I mean, it's warmed up by what, like 40 degrees, almost 50 degrees from what it was last week. It's going to get a little bit warmer throughout the week. We'll give you top of the hour weather. We've already given you weather twice in the bottom of the hour because I was not able to provide that human intervention earlier. But we've got a quick word from our local sponsors here for you and a tune from Morgan Wallen before I'm back with you. Thanks for bearing with me. Much appreciated on this beautiful Tuesday morning here on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
What's the perfect wedding gift? A gravy boat? A toaster? How about goats? That's what a newly married couple in Florida asked their wedding guests for in lieu of traditional gifts. The couple, Catherine and Edwin, met each other while doing humanitarian work in Malawi, Africa. On one trip, they learned how goats transform the lives of impoverished families by providing milk, a source of income, and an opportunity to move out of extreme poverty. And so, when Catherine and Edwin decided to get married, they requested that friends and family donate at least $50, which was enough for one goat. After their wedding, they happily reported that they had reached their goal, 1,000 goats distributed among 25 African villages. What I love about that story is Catherine and Edwin didn't think of their wedding as an opportunity to collect a bunch of stuff for themselves. Even on their special day, a day that really was all about them, they thought about other people instead. That sacrificial character will serve them well in their marriage. Selflessness is the heart of a good relationship. Healthy couples support each other by putting their spouse's well-being above their own and by giving to each other through small acts of daily devotion. Romantic relationships may begin with fun and good feelings, but lasting love is built through sacrifice. To help your marriage thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference. difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. I printed news. I'm getting caught up on what I would have been doing had I been here on time. And there's no good news on this list. I'm just going to ignore this for the time being while I can process it and find some better ways to look at things like this. Grocery prices going up and TikTok is going to be something. And someone tried to kill somebody and 8 people were wounded and a flight crashed and an earthquake. Nope. So this morning, I got about to work. Well, I got about to Fifield, which starting at the Pike Lake chain out there in the northeast corner of Pike Lake, or in the northeast corner of Price County, excuse me, is about 18 miles from Fifield, 17, 18, something like that. And I was, I don't know, a mile or two out of Fifield, so 16, 17 miles from home, and realized that I brought the wrong keys, which is stupidly and uniquely possible only because of how I've got my keys for my car set up. I drive one of those cars that you can just have the key in the car, which is neat and it's nice, and then it allows you to do really foolish things if you're a person like me. And that's the thing. I am a person like me, so I did this foolish thing, which was that instead of grabbing my bag, it's like a little shoulder bag. I call it a man purse because, let's be real, that's what it is. It's got all kinds of stuff in it. It's my man purse. It's fantastically useful. I'm judging me. Go ahead and judge me. That's fine. It has my keys like attached inside of it, specifically because not only am I foolish, I'm very forgetful. So I would actually find myself a lot of mornings getting into my car and realizing I didn't have my keys at all. So I couldn't even start the car, couldn't obviously go to work. So I started, like, I attached it to the inside of this man purse, which is the whole reason the bag, man purse, European carry-all, whatever you want to call it, my satchel, that's the whole reason I started carrying that thing, was because grabbing that was easier for me to not forget than grabbing my keys. And I apparently need to coddle myself in this way. But anyway, this morning, after finding out last night that Joel, under the weather this morning, thinking about you, Joel, I expect he'll probably be back tomorrow, maybe the next day at the latest. We've got him covered here at 98Q. This morning when I woke up early to cover Joel, I thought, oh, I want to be kind of sleek today. I want to keep it streamlined. And the only way to do that is to leave this bag at home. And I can just grab my spare key because that lets me start and drive my car. Spare key is just that with nothing else attached. Forgetting entirely that I would be the only one when I got here to the studio and that I would need all of the other keys with the car key in the man purse. So there I was, 15 minutes from home, about 10 minutes from when I was supposed to be on air, and realized that there was absolutely no way I could get in here without breaking in. So I decided I would not break in and instead spun around, went home. The extra 15 minutes added half hour to it. And that's why I'm about a half hour late to see you today here on 98Q Country. See, I told you it really wasn't that interesting. It's just I forgot my keys. That's all it was. But how's your Tuesday going? Mine feels a lot like a Monday. I'm going to get a lot more assembled. I'm going to orient myself a little bit. I'm going to find some news that's a little happier to talk about than this list that I printed, just skimming it. We're not going to talk about that stuff. It'll happen. We've got top and bottom of the hour news every hour. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q studios. Hopefully we'll have Joel back tomorrow. Hopefully he's feeling better today, but don't rush it. I know there's some fun stuff going around. We'll have a look at the weather, news, and sports coming up here at at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, and at the bottom of the hour every hour during the morning show here on 98Q Country. Thanks again for bearing with me today.
98Q Country.
Lies, lies, lies.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another tub. Don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. And heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? About as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a dance. So hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Crank it up.
Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I oughta, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing. Time for eternity.
it. I was gonna love you till I was dead. Made you wait till our wedding night. That's the first and the last time I'll wear white. So if the ties and bonds ever do come loose, time in and out like a hangman's noose. Foot down and let the stone say, here lies a girl whose only crutch is loving one man just a little too much. If you go before I do, I'm gonna tell the grave digger that he better dig too.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's uncertainty around almost every federal aid program after the White House Budget Office in a memo ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that it conflicts with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are exempt from the memo, but ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says
the directive is not specific, but it's clearly far-reaching. It says, quote, this memorandum requires federal agencies to identify and review all federal financial assistance programs and supporting activities consistent with the president's policies and requirements.
Immigration arrests continue to increase. ICE says nearly 1,200 people were arrested yesterday. Chipmaker NVIDIA suffered the largest single-day loss in stock market history, nearly $600 billion Monday on news of a Chinese company's AI product. Meanwhile, Boeing says it lost almost $4 billion in the fourth quarter. This is ABC News. General